Hi, and welcome to Food with Mark Bittman. As always, you can email us at food@markbittman.com. Let us know what you're thinking. We will reply. And please do subscribe to this podcast. Rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And obviously, we'd prefer it if you rated us highly. Consider to please subscribe to our newsletter, The Bittman Project, which you can find at bittmanproject.com. Comes out 3 or 4 times a week and is, we think, really good. Okay, back in a sec.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out. I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. A couple of years ago, my grandson, Holden, was still watching Sesame Street, which just finished its 53rd season. Perhaps more incredible than that is that I remember watching it when it started 53 years ago. Anyway, one of Holden's favorite skits was Cookie Monster's Foodie Truck, where the lovable blue guy and his friend Gonger make food based on so-called requests they get from kids. And Kate made it her mission to have Cookie Monster and Gonger on the podcast. And to our great delight, the monsters were available, as was Rosemarie Trulio, who's Senior Vice President of Curriculum and Content at Sesame Workshop and a wonderful woman. The amount of work that goes into producing such a thoughtful, educational, and delightful show, of which I'm sure we're all fans, is tremendous. And you'll note that when you listen to my chat with Rosemarie, which comes after my discussion with the guys, the monsters, who talked with me about a variety of things, including missing Gordon's presence on the show, a sentiment that I share. There's not one thing not joyful about this conversation. You will want to listen again, even if you heard it the first time. So I'm ecstatic to say that today we have Cookie Monster and Gonger, and together they are
Monster Foodies! Yes, that's our trademark intro.
It's a pretty great trademark intro. And the first time we've had non-human foodies on the show, so there you go.
Yeah, we did it. First monsters to make it.
Absolutely. Hi, Cookie and Gonger. It's all right if I call you Cookie?
Please, yes. Feel free.
That's his first name.
Yeah.
Totally aghast to meet you. And my grandson, Holden's going to be out of his mind to hear that I talked to you. I have been meaning to call into the foodie truck, but I've been struggling to figure out what I want to ask you to make. So what are your favorite things to cook?
Yeah, I'll recommend you anything you want, Mark. Why you want? You're feeling a little bit hungry? Recommend you something. Don't worry. Recommend you anything you want.
Gunger's a master chef. He can make anything. But you know, you can't go wrong with cookies. Please. You want cookies? We got them.
Yeah, we got them for a very short while.
Yeah, you got to get them quick. Get them while they're hot.
Cookies is good. So you guys sound like you know each other and you look like you're close friends, but are you close friends outside of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're buddies.
We're buddies. And you know, I'm thinking about hiring, you know, going to rent a little place, live next door to Cookie Monster, above the laundromat, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's open. Yeah, you can live there.
I saw it's empty. Nobody's living there. I'm going to move in.
Do you ever have dinner parties together for your friends?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Oh, very massive.
Yeah, you know, Gonger likes to try out new recipes with all our friends.
Yeah, sometimes I like to make a nice barbecue. We bring our friends over. We have some fun. Hey, you can come too, Mark. You're invited.
Yeah, you know what, Mark? You're invited next time.
Okay, I'm totally into it. You know, often when two people cook in the kitchen, they disagree about what's going to happen. I'm wondering how you guys resolve that.
We like a well-oiled machine.
No.
We like a well-oiled skillet. We never, ever disagree. We always agree exactly on what to eat, right, Gonger?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes. But we're on the same page. Me and Cookie Monster, Yeah.
I mean, you know, if me want like a salad, you know, me love lettuce and tomato and avocado and so does Gonger, right?
I mean, you mostly like cookies, Cookie Monster. Let's get it straight. I mean, cookies are the thing that you like to eat.
Me do love cookies, but yeah, you know, me eat other things.
No, Cookie, you don't just eat other things, Cookie. You just eat cookies every day.
No, Gonger, you're not hearing me.
No, listen, I'm looking at you. Excuse me. The cookies.
No, we love cookies, but we eat other things.
Mark, I think the answer is yes. We do disagree.
You agree about cookies.
You know what? Let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
You know, why don't we disagree to agree? How about that?
That's a good idea. Okay. That's
terrific.
Okay.
Whose idea was the foodie truck? How did that happen?
Well, it was Gonger's brainchild.
Oh, cookies. We were working at the Furchester Hotel in the kitchen, and we said, look, we're onto a good thing here with this business. Let's get a little side hustle. So we got ourselves a foodie truck.
The timing was great, I think. I'm wondering if you've ever visited a blueberry farm. This is obviously a loaded question. And if you could tell me a little about that.
Wow, how did you know?
Incredible, huh?
You do your research.
Wow.
You're a big fan of Monster Foodies.
I'm impressed. Yeah, we went to the blueberry farm. Oh, we learned a lot about the blueberries. Mark, you might think that the blueberries grow on trees or on vines or in little cardboard cartons, but oh no, baby. Nah, they grow on blueberry bushes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, sometimes they called starberries.
You know what? You know what? You want me to tell you what? I'm going to tell you what.
Tell them, Gonger.
You listening? Okay, I'll tell you what. Because when you turn them upside down, they have a pointy little star shape on them. It's so pretty.
Yeah. And oh, you know, and they also, they're not always blue. They start out like green, then they turn like pink, like Gonger pink. And then they finally turn blue. And when they blew, that means that that's when you get to pick them.
Yeah,
we learned that. Yeah.
That star thing I did not know. That's really cool. The other thing about blueberries, I think, is that they're pretty much international. Like, they span the globe. Not every place has them, but many, many places have them.
Yeah, they are really exciting food because if you got a bowl of blueberries, sometimes you're going to get one and it's going to be so sour. And sometimes you're going to get one and it's going to be really nice.
It was very exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah. And Gonger, it's blueberry.
Blueberry.
No, blueberry.
Blueberry.
You're adding an extra ba in the middle. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Okay, forget it. Moving on.
Moving on. One of my favorite things to do, actually, for talking about kitchens, is scrambling tofu, sort of like you scramble eggs.
Yeah.
I know you've been cooking with tofu lately also. Did you learn anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's hear it.
What you got, Gonger?
Well, Willan, the tofu is made from soybeans. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, Mark. Yeah. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they grow in little pods, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I want to hear about what you do with them, Mark. You know, what do you do?
Teach me. I want to learn. You want to learn.
You want to learn from Mark.
Two things I will say about tofu. One is I love to make tofu jerky, which is basically you cut tofu into slices and bake it for a long, long time with spices until it's sort of chewy.
Oh,
I love
now
that.
We're talking.
Really good.
Really good. Tofu jerky, yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't know, this is not about making them, but in tofu, when you make tofu, you use soybeans, you make a milk out of the soybeans, and then you curdle that milk with whatever, usually something acidic, and the skin forms on the top of the milk before the tofu curdles fully. This dry kind of like pudding skin forms on the top of tofu, and you can take that off and eat those tofu skins, and that's the best part. That is
yummy,
really
yummy.
Hey, Mark,
really good. Yes.
How do you milk a tofu?
How do you milk a tofu? You grind the soybeans and soak them in water. I know that was a joke, but okay.
No, I want to learn. I'm here to be educated by the professional.
Well, I could come to the truck and show you how to do it. It's pretty simple.
That's a good idea.
You know, we'll just drive over and pick you up.
That would be awesome. Okay. I'm only 60 miles away.
We like a road trip. Road trip, Gonger.
Yeah, oh boy, yeah. You look outside the window. When you see the big orange food truck with the big eyes on top, you know that's me and Cookie Monster outside the door window.
Okay, I'll be right out as soon as you get here.
Oh, I'm excited.
Sweet potatoes, did you know that they were grown in the ground?
Yeah, you know, sweet potatoes, they just like regular potatoes, but get this. They sweet.
Yeah. And they're not just yummy. Oh, no, they're beautiful, Mark. They come in so many different colors, like orange and purple and white and yellow.
Yeah, it's a veritable potato rainbow.
Were you just at a sweet potato farm? Is that why you know so much?
Yeah, we spent a whole afternoon there.
We had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Those farmers are very nice people, Mark. You should go and visit them one day.
I visit them frequently, but maybe not those particular ones. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do so much with sweet potatoes. You could do, sweet potato fries, mashed sweet potatoes. What else?
Sweet potato pancakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Cookie.
Yeah.
We should try to make sweet potato waffles next time.
Wait, how about sweet potato cookies?
Cookie Monster.
How about that, huh?
Don't do it. No, stop.
All right, some personal questions now. I'll bet you have a secret stash of cookies in that truck.
Well, you know, me not like to hide cookies.
You just like
to
eat them.
Me not like to make cookies secret. Me like to have them out and open for all to enjoy. You should never hide a cookie.
Who's all?
What do you mean? For all? Everybody. Me like to share me cookies.
You like to share your cookies, but mostly you enjoy them, Cookie Monster.
To eat cookies. Yeah. Me have hard time not eating cookie. But, you know, me do like to share them.
So you're denying having a secret stash in the truck.
Me no have secret stash of cookies. Yeah.
I might have mentioned that I started watching Sesame Street back in the early 70s, and I wanted to say how much I miss Gordon and Maria, which I had a major crush on Maria, I have to say. So do you talk to them at all? How are they doing?
They're doing fine. You know, I always send Maria some toast because it always seems like she has a broken toaster. So I send her every day. I put a little bit of toast in an envelope and I send it to Maria. And Luis can have some if he wants some. I don't know if he wants them.
Yeah, me have hilarious text chain going with Bob, Maria, Gordon, Susan.
Wow,
Luis, Alan, Gina, Chris.
Okay, Master's on a group chat. Oh, because you know that Gordon is Chris's uncle. So we see him every now and then.
Yeah, me talk to them all the time.
Please send all of those people my love, even though they have no idea who I am, but still.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a little kiss just from you.
I appreciate that. I don't know whether you eat together or not, but we ask all our guests what they had for dinner last night.
We didn't eat together last night, did we?
No, we did not. No, what did you have?
I had a lovely vegetable lasagna.
Oh!
I got some red peppers, some eggplant, some tomato sauce, some white sauce, some mozzarella cheese.
Oh, boy. Wow, you went all out.
Olive oil. I made a nice meal for me.
Sounds great.
What did you have, Cookie Monster?
Guess what me had? It start with letter C. What? Guess what? Yeah. What do you think me had?
No. Go on, Mark.
Cheese.
Oh, chicken cacciatore.
Oh, two C's.
Yes. And then...
You make that yourself?
Me did. It turned out me learned from the best gonger. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Mark?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Mark. Mark taught me this, the recipe. He gave me the recipe. We did have cookie for dessert, of course. We have to have cookie. What did you have for dinner, Mark?
I had this thing I've been making, lamb stew with prunes, walnuts.
Oh, yummy.
Lots of carrots, a little bit of tomatoes. Really good. Lamb neck.
You need to give us that recipe.
I can give you that.
We can make it in the food truck.
Maybe you can send us some. You have a catapult?
If you drive the truck up, I'll give you some. Otherwise, I'm eating the leftovers for dinner in 2 hours.
Oh, we better be quick.
We got to get there in 2 hours, Gonger. Start up the engine.
Okay.
Oh, wait, me drive the truck. Me gonna start it up.
I'll start the engine. You drive the truck.
Okay, me got it.
Well, thank you for joining us. I can't tell you what a gas this has been. I'm wondering if you would mind saying a special hello to my grandson, Holden.
Yeah, of course we'll say hello to Arden. Arden, this is me, Ganga, from the food truck, saying hello to you. And my friend is here, too.
Yeah, hi, Holden. This Cookie Monster. It's so nice to meet you. Yeah, maybe we could get together and, you know, have some cookies one day. That'd be terrific. Maybe you could come by the
food
truck.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, let's do it. Holden, come on over to the foodie truck. Love to have you.
Cookie party.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you. I'm not finished here. Wait a minute.
Okay. All right. Shoot.
Which recipe are you going to send me? I want your favorite recipe.
Well, you want that lamb recipe. It really is good.
Is that your favorite?
It's my favorite this week, I can tell you.
Oh, what's your favorite last week?
What was my favorite last week? You know, the problem is I can't remember. I just cook all the time and it just goes right out of my head.
Hey, we could be twins.
I'll send you the tofu jerky recipe because you'll really like that.
Yeah.
I don't want the recipe. Just put it in an envelope, the food, and send me the food, okay?
When we come visit the truck, we'll bring some.
I can't wait.
All right, me either. You guys are so good-natured. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, love you.
Love you. Bye, Gonger.
Bye, Cookie.
Stay tuned for my chat with Rose Marie about Sesame's food content and the very important role that Cookie Monster plays.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Hi, folks. We have a new sponsor and an interesting one. We all take about 20,000 breaths a day, and Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors. That indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. And indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So, what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code BITMAN, B-I-T-T-M-A-N, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to our listeners, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use the promo code BITMAN. Rosemarie, thank you so much for joining us. It's really great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Mark.
You've been at Sesame Workshop for 20 years.
25.
Excuse me.
Yes, it'll be 25 this March.
I'll say it again. You've been at Sesame Workshop for 25 years, and your job seems incredibly involved and multifaceted. Can you just talk a little bit about it, how it's evolved and where you're at right now?
What's wonderful about my job is I'm constantly learning because we're always identifying what are the current needs of children and how best to create a curriculum so that we can then create content to meet those needs. Sesame's origin was an experiment. How can we harness the power of television? Now is how to harness the power of media, because there's so many media platforms, to reach children and to educate children. And so I'm always learning. And it's a wonderful experience, which is why I've stayed around for 25 years.
I know the yes-no answer to this. I'm looking for some detail. So how's the workshop's approach to food and food content, et cetera, changed and evolved? And where have you landed? Where are you at now?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because health has always been a part of our curriculum. It's one of the content cornerstone domains, but it has evolved. It started about, I would say, 17 years ago, as we were starting to figure out what would be the next curriculum focus. So I should just explain that every year, while we address all school readiness skills, we hone in on a particular need to keep our show current and up to the best practices research. And to hone in on nutrition, every year we have a curriculum focus. We bring in all the advisors. And we were advised that it's really important for children to be open to trying new foods. We also know that it takes multiple attempts or multiple tries before you could say, I don't like this food or I like this food. And so not to give up, but also not to deem any food as a forbidden food. And when you do that, then children, you know, they tend to want that forbidden food even more. So we introduced this language of there are anytime foods and sometimes foods.
Perfectly logical. It should be universal throughout society.
Right. And so that really helped us set the stage, so to speak, so that we could explore a range of foods, but help children make choices and to give parents the language to say, this is a sometimes food. We can't eat cookies all the time. We can't have dessert after every dinner meal. And so that brought up Cookie Monster, because we have a monster who loves to eat cookies. And so we used Cookie Monster as a model for children to learn how there are these wonderful fruits and vegetables and anytime foods, and how this notion of eating things in moderation is really a key message. And to eat a rainbow of colors, that was another message, right? Mm-hmm. To introduce a range of colors so that the children who just want to eat those white foods, we could introduce all these wonderful array of foods.
I mean, I watched a little bit of Sesame Street even before I had kids, but I certainly watched it in the 80s almost daily. And, you know, you had this character whose basically running joke was that he stuffed his face with cookies and nothing else. And turning that around must have been an interesting process. Some of that, I think, evolved during the introduction and evolution of the foodie truck. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good question. If you're going to introduce a healthy habits for life curriculum, and you're trying to talk about anytime foods and sometimes food, what do you do with a character like Cookie Monster? So that came up quite a bit in our planning sessions, but also in how to address story on Sesame Street. So first, Cookie Monster eats everything. You know, he'll eat a table, he'll eat tablecloths, he'll eat a phone, but his love, his true love is cookies. And he doesn't have much impulse control. He sees a cookie, he wants to eat it. And that's another component of healthy habits, right? How do you have delayed gratification, knowing that you can't always eat everything the moment you see it, especially sometimes food. So we decided who better to use to help kids build these healthy habits was to use Cookie Monster, because we wanted to recognize that children are drawn to the sweets and the sometimes foods. And we have to evolve him. And when we did, we got some pushback from fans, adult fans, saying, are you turning Cookie Monster into a veggie monster? Are you turning Cookie
Food
Monster
police.
Into the Pilates monster, right? And no, he still eats cookies. We've not transformed him, but he does play a critical role in helping us help kids understand more about foods and how they impact our body. And then it evolved to the foodie truck. And what's wonderful about the foodie truck is that children are learning through this segment where foods come from. And that's part of our science curriculum, because children think, well, you just go to the store and you buy it. Well, they are grown. And these, what we call process films, going to a farm and seeing that food item and seeing the stages of its development and then how it's then shipped to the store and then how it's used in food preparation is a wonderful segment. It highlights the aha for children. You know, I didn't know that. And that's a lean-in moment, but it's also building their science and health knowledge.
It's very Mr. Rogers, actually, because he did that stuff, not just with food, but, you know, we all remember those factory segments. He obviously loved going to factories. And yeah, I loved that stuff as an adult. But I also do remember watching shows that were production shows and even shows about agriculture back in the 50s when I was a kid, because that stuff is fascinating. That stuff is really interesting. And there's not enough of it. So it's wonderful that you're doing it. I don't know what the percentage of children watching Sesame Street are joined by their parents, but it's got to be really significant. And I wonder how you're addressing parents directly or indirectly in the show, how you're encouraging parents to talk to their children about food, what you're encouraging them to say about it. I know this must be something that you're thinking about.
No, absolutely. And that was something that was thought quite a bit from the very beginning. Sesame Street is live action. And of course, we incorporate animation as well, but it's a street. And it's a street that is diverse and it's inclusive, but we have a human cast. And that human cast is so important. I often say to parents, when you watch Sesame Street with your child, watch it through the lens of a parenting show, because our human cast is modeling how to talk to your child and how to answer their questions, how to guide their play. And there's language that you could use when the show is over and you're extending the learning with your child. So what we know about Sesame is that because it's written on two levels and there's lots of humor for the adult, we also bring in celebrities. The celebrities are for the adults, but never at the expense of a child. So we really are creating it as a dual audience. We want to invite the adult in, so it's not a, oh, that show is only for my child, I'm not going to watch. We want you to co-engage, because we know that the learning will be enhanced if you are watching along, because you're learning as well and you're extending the learning when the show is over.
So last question is something I ask everyone, which is, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, last night I went out to dinner with a friend and I had salmon over mashed potatoes and spinach.
There you go. I was sort of hoping, I mean, I know it's terrible, but I was hoping you'd have some like fabulous Italian-American home-cooked meal for us, but there you go. Okay, well, Rosemarie, thank you so much for joining us. It's really been interesting and a pleasure, and it's going to make a great podcast with this mix of you and two monsters.
Oh, I can't wait to listen. And thank you, Mark, and thank you, Kate, for thinking of us and including us in your podcast.
After I talked with the monsters about sweet potatoes, I practically rushed to the stove to make one of my favorite November dishes, which is whole wheat pasta. I use farfalle for this. Whole wheat pasta with roasted sweet potatoes. Such a great combination. So heat the oven to 400 degrees and grease a rimmed baking sheet with some olive oil. You want to be able to hold all the sweet potato that you're going to use in just one layer. So make sure the pan's big enough or use two pans. You want about a pound of sweet potatoes peeled and cut into 1-inch cubes. Spread those out on the sheet and sprinkle them with salt and pepper. Toss with a couple tablespoons of good olive oil and roast them until they brown about 15 minutes on the bottom. Scatter about a tablespoon of garlic over the top. Toss them and continue to roast until they're browned and tender. It's going to be about 30 minutes total, 35 minutes. I did say to heat the oven to 400, didn't I? If not, do that. While that's all happening, you can bring a large pot of water to a boil and salt it, and then cook about a pound of whole wheat pasta. As I said, I use farfalle for this. Do not overcook it. Start tasting it pretty early, like after 5 or 6 minutes. It should be quite al dente. Drain it, save some of the cooking water, a cup or so, and drain the pasta. Then return the pasta to the pot with the roasted sweet potatoes, a quarter cup or so of chopped parsley or chives, red chili flakes to taste. I'd start with half a teaspoon or so, and toss all of that with another tablespoon or two of olive oil, and over very low heat, toss this and add enough of that pasta cooking liquid to make the whole mixture saucy. Taste and adjust for salt, pepper, chili flakes, whatever you like, and serve immediately. I would say cheese, Parmesan is optional for this, but good. Have fun with that. Thank you for listening, and thanks so much to our first and still only monster guests, Cookie Monster and Gonger, and to Rosemarie Truglio for sharing some background on the world's most beloved show. Follow Sesame Street on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sesame Street. That's pretty easy. Thank you to my co-host and producer, Kate Bittman, and to our engineer, Davis Lloyd. Thank you again for listening, and check us out next week when we will have somebody awesome. Bye for now.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.